Scientists at several labs around the world are trying to develop what some are calling artificial eggs. The idea is to help infertile couples have babies. NPR's Joe Palca reports from Seattle that the approach is controversial since it involves techniques similar to those used in human cloning.
It's not hard to imagine a patient who would, in theory, benefit from the new procedure.
Any patient who does not have ovaries or have ovaries that are not functioning, in other words, they don't have any eggs, would be a candidate for the creation of new eggs.
Zev Rosenwax is a fertility expert at the Weill Medical College of Cornell University in New York. Rosenwax says the way you would make eggs using this new technique is to take a mature cell from an infertile woman's body, say a skin cell, and put it into a donated egg. But the donated egg would be specially prepared so it no longer had chromosomes. Remember, an egg has only one copy of each of the 23 human chromosomes. The other copy will come from a sperm when the egg is fertilized. On the other hand, normal mature cells have two copies. Rosenwax says when the two copies of the chromosomes from the skin cell go into the specially prepared egg, the egg basically discards the spare copy of the chromosomes. Now, transferring chromosomes from an adult cell to an egg is what happens in cloning. But Rosenwax says this is different.
It's not cloning, because cloning is duplicating the whole chromosomal complement. That created egg will have to be fertilized by a sperm, creating the usual combination and formation of individual from two separate groups of 23 chromosomes, very much like nature.
That's the theory. Rosenwax's team from Cornell is presenting its latest results this week at the annual meeting of the American Society for Reproductive Medicine in Seattle. So far, the technique has been used to create embryos in mice, but no successful births. There have also been some preliminary studies using human cells to create very early human embryos. Rosenwax's colleague, Gianpiero Palermo, says it takes a lot of attempts to make a single embryo, so the technique is far from ready to be considered as a treatment for infertile women.
If the efficiency will improve, then we could apply. But if we stay like this with 20-30% of final embryo, I mean, it doesn't really make much sense.
Curiously, this approach has already been tried in a patient. Jolt-Peter Nagy, a fertility researcher who recently moved to America, was working in a clinic in Sao Paulo, Brazil, when a patient came in desperate to have a genetically related child. Nagy says the problem was she didn't have any eggs, what fertility experts call oocytes.
We didn't plan to do this kind of procedure for that patient, but because the patient didn't have any oocytes, with the consent of the patient, we decided to try to make this kind of procedure, you know, for the possible future use for her.
So Naj and his colleagues used one of the patient's own cells to create an artificial egg, like the ones being made at Cornell, and then fertilized it with her partner's sperm. To their surprise, the fertilized egg started to divide. But after thinking about it, Nagy and his colleagues decided to halt the procedure until there was evidence from animals showing that artificial eggs can produce healthy babies.
We have frozen it, so for the moment it's still there in a frozen state.
It may take years before there's enough data to convince Nagy and his colleagues that the frozen embryo is safe to transfer to a woman, or it may never happen at all. Joe Palca, NPR News, Seattle.